Today's shiur is Daf Yud Aleph, and we're going to begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We had learned in the Mishnah, Im Yesh Loi Tzuras HaPesach, if at the opening of the Mavui, a Tzuras HaPesach was constructive, Al Pish Rachav Me'esr, even though it's wider than 10 Amos, which we learned will not work for Lechi, but if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, there is no need to make the opening narrow. Ask the Gemara. Ashkechon Tzuras HaPesach Demahani Barachvai. So our Mishnah clearly indicates that a Tzuras HaPesach works even when the entrance way is wider than 10 Amos. Vamasra, we have learned the Gemara on Daf Gimel that although a Kairah only works up to an opening of 20 Amos, if there's an Almasra, if there's an ornamentation around the opening, then the Kairu can help even if it's higher than 20 Amos. The Masra the Mahani Begova, and a Masra will work even when it's higher than 20 Amos. Ask the Gemara, Ipchamai, what will be the Halacha in a reverse situation? That means, will a Tzuras HaPesach be effective when the doorway is all higher than 20 Amos, and will the Amasra be effective when the to validate a Kairah that's wider than 10 Amos? So let's talk about each question of the Gemara separately. Firstly, the Chesel of Rom explains the Gshail of our Gemara as such. We learned at the beginning of the Masechta that there are three possible reasons why a Kairah could work. It either works, as Rav said, and we'll get back to Rav in a few minutes in today's shiur, that it works because we follow the dimensions of the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. Another reason, we said, is it works because of a Heker. And another reason it works is because it's a mechitza. The Chazal said that it's a mechitza. So, the Chesel of Ram says, according to Rav, and as we're going to learn soon, it's explicit in today's shiur, there is no question that a Kairah would not work when it's higher than 20 Amos. It's also no... Now, if the reason is because of Heker, so the Chesel of Ram says, then certainly it won't work, because we said a Heker is only good up to 20 Amos. The issue here is, what's going to be the halacha if you hold that it's a mechitza? So, a mechitza, theoretically, should always work. But as we learned earlier, even the Mandamer, Taisa said it, that even the Mandamer that says that the pshat is, because it's a mechitza, still says that there is a need for some sort of a Heker. And therefore, the Gemara is asking that even though it works because of a mechitza, maybe if there's a Tzuras HaPesach, it'll be okay when it's higher than 20 Amos, or perhaps the halacha will be that even with the Tzuras HaPesach, there is no Heker when it's 20 Amos or higher, and since there is no Heker when it's 20 Amos and higher, it shouldn't work. Now, Taisus asks an obvious question. Taisus says, the Gemara's question here is, will a Tzuras HaPesach work when the entranceway is higher than 20 Amos? Ask Taisus, how does a Tzuras HaPesach look? A Tzuras HaPesach are two side posts and a post going across the top. Ask Taisvis, so every Tzuras HaPesach includes by definition a Lechi. And a Lechi, says Taisvis, there is no din that cannot be higher than 20 Amos. So ask Taisvis, why do I ask the question that it should be, is a Tzuras HaPesach work when it's higher than 20 Amos, or not work when it's higher than 20 Amos? There's a Lechi there, and a Lechi works even if it's higher than 20 Amos. There are actually two Lechis there. So Tosfos answers that the Gemara is discussing a situation in which a lechi doesn't work. For example, Tosfos says, we're talking about a mavi hamafulish. That a mavi hamafulish, a lechi won't work, but Tzuras HaPesach does work. Or when it's an opening wider of 10 amos, where a Tzuras HaPesach does work, as we will learn today's shir, but a lechi doesn't work. That's Tosfos' answer. Other Rishonim give different answers. One answer that other Rishonim give is that we're going to learn that a lechi will not be effective if it's further than three tefachim away from the entranceway. But at Tzuras HaPesach, these Rishonim, Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say, will work. So that's why the Gemara's question is relevant, because in such a situation, a lechi would not work, but a Tzuras HaPesach would work. Another, now the Tefuah Shor, that's the Teretz Rabbeinu Peretz gives. The Tefuah Shor makes a very interesting observation. He says the fact that Tosfos doesn't give this Teretz that the Rabbeinu Peretz gave about a lechi being three tefachim away from the entranceway, which won't work for a lechi, but will work for a Tzuras HaPesach, says the Tefuah Shor, is a proof that Tosfos says that the technical requirements of a Tzuras HaPesach are identical to a lechi. And any halacha we're going to find in our Masecht regarding a lechi will also apply to Tzuras HaPesach. And that's why Tosfos didn't give that teretz. Where will this be very relevant l'halacha l'maisa? Because there's another nafkamina that the Mefarshim give between a lechi and a Tzuras HaPesach. The halacha is lechi ha'oimed me'elov, a lechi that stands by itself. It wasn't intentionally constructed to be a lechi, is not a kosher lechi. But a Tzuras HaPesach ha'oimed me'elov will work. So if that's the halach, we have another teretz to Tosfos Kasha. This was not constructed intentionally as a lechi would not work, but it will work as a Tzuras HaPesach. However, other Rishonim say that this is a teretz to Gemara's Kasha. And that's why they paskin that the Gemara is talking here about a Tzuras HaPesach ha'oimed me'elov was not constructed specifically. And that's why it works as a Tzuras HaPesach, but does not work as a lechi, and that is the halacha. And we're going to have other rayas to this halacha that a Tzuras HaPesach ha'oimed me'elov will work. And it's very relevant for halacha because many of the Tzuras HaPesachs that we rely on, whether our Erevin, were not constructed specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Toshma, the Tanya. Mavi shi gvoi mesare amim. If a mavi is higher than 20 amis, you're mad. The halacha is you should make it lower. If it has a Tzuras HaPesach, ain't a Tzuras L'mat. There is no need to make it lower. So we have a clear proof that even if it's higher than 20 amis, a Tzuras HaPesach will work. There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that just like a Tzuras HaPesach works for entranceway which is higher than 20 amis, so too does a Tzuras HaPesach work for entranceway which is lower than 10 tefachim, which we learned at the halacha is that an entranceway lower than 10 tefachim lechi yukaira won't work. Says the Rambam, a Tzuras HaPesach will work. Ask the Rashba, if that's the case, so why didn't Al Gemara mention that halacha, just like Al Gemara mentioned the halacha of a Tzuras HaPesach in an area that's higher than 20 amis? So the Gros says a very nice teretz. The Gros says, when you have a Mavi that's lower than 10 tefachim, there could be one of two situations. You could have that the actual walls of the Mavi are lower than 10 tefachim, or you could have that the walls of the Mavi are higher than 10 tefachim, it's just the entranceway is lower than 10 tefachim. Says the Gros. The Rambam's kula, that the Tzuras HaPesach works if the entranceway is less than 10 tefachim, is not talking in a case where the walls are lower than 10 tefachim. Because if the walls are lower than 10 tefachim, says the Gros, this is not a mavui. It doesn't have mechitzas. It doesn't have walls. An area that doesn't have walls that are at least 10 tefachim high is not a mavui. However, if the Rambam is speaking about a situation where it does have the correct size walls. It's just the entranceway, which is very low. That's why it's not similar to our Gemara, because in our Gemara, the walls and the entranceway are the same height. There, the walls and the entranceway, in the Rambam's case, are not the same height. Now ask the Gemara, Masla Baruch Famai, what's going to be the halacha regarding an Amasra, which we said it works by a Kaira that's higher than 20 Amos. Will it also work for Lechi in an area that's wider than 10 Amos? Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Tanya, Mavi Shigvay Mesum Amma, if a Mavi is higher than 20 Amos, you mat. And if it's wider than 10 Amos, you mat. If it has a Tzuras HaPesach, there is no need to make it narrower. Furthermore, if it has in the master, also there's no need to make the entrance wide narrower. So we see that a master works by a kaira that's wider than 10. My laugh, because the Gemara is learning, it's going on the Sefer, that a master works even when it's wider. So it's more loy, a ratio. The Halacha of Einat Tzarech Lamat is only going on the first case, where the Kaira is too high. And it's teaching us that our master works for a high Kaira. But it doesn't say anything how will it affect a situation that it's too wide. Masnalei Rav Yehuda Lechiba Rav Kamei de Rav Einat Tzarech Lamat. If a Maviway has entranceway wider than 10 Amis, it has its Tzuras of Pesach, he does not need to decrease its width. Amalei Asnei, Rav told him, Tzorach Lamat, it does have to be made lower, because Rav holds that its Tzuras of Pesach is not valid for an opening that's wider than 10 Amis. So first of all, what's going to be the halacha on our Masra? It's a Machlokes Rishonim. Since the Gemara doesn't give a conclusive answer, the Rosh says that we should be machmer, and that only by Kaira, which is higher than 20 Amis, there will we be Mekel on our Masra, but not on the width. The Rashba is Mekel, and says since we're dealing with an issue which is only Midrabbanon, we can therefore be Mekel and say that our Masra will work on an area that's even wider than 10. Rav, we just said, holds that a Tzuras of Pesach doesn't help when it's wider than 10. Why not? So we go back to what we learned on that base. Since Rav on that base explained to us that we learn the halachas of a door from the door of the Beis HaMikdash, and a door of the Beis HaMikdash, the dimensions, as we learned, the doors of the Heichel were 20 Amos height by 10 Amos width, and they had a Tzuras of Pesach. And like Tosfos explained on that base, if a door could be considered a halachic door when it was bigger, they certainly would have made larger doors to the Heichel, as they did to the Ulam. Is a proof why didn't they make larger doors? Because a door can't be bigger than 10 Amos width, 20 Amos height, whether there is or there isn't a Tzuras of Pesach, and that's Rav Shita that we learned from the beginning on the Masechta. Am Rabbi Yosef, Medivrei Rabbeinu Nilmad. We learned from Rab. Chotzer Sharuba Psochem V'Chalomis. In a chotzer which is enclosed by walls consisting mostly of entranceways and windows. So let's describe this wall. This wall, we said, has mainly entranceways and windows. So first of all, it has to be that the windows open within 10 tefachim of the ground. Because if they don't open within 10 tefachim of the ground, that means we already have 10 tefachim wall before we have any window. That will not be considered a breach or opening. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explained that these windows and doors don't have glass by the windows or actual door by the opening. Because if they did, they would be considered closed. Here we're dealing with the windows are within 10 tefachim of the ground and are completely open, and the doors are completely open with nothing to close them. Now we've learned the halacha more than once already in this Masechta of Poritz Meruba Al-Oimik. If there are more breaches than closures, that area is considered an open area. So the Gemara is saying that when you have a wall that ruba psochem v'chaloynis and in the taras b'tzoros of Pesach. It's not mutter to carry through a tzoros of Pesach in such a wall. That is a question. When we speak about this wall, a very fundamental machlokes rishonim, what type, what that is poets ruba al oimid because it has so many openings. So when we look at the wall, do we look at each wall separately? That means we have a movi with three walls. One wall will have this deficiency that it has all these openings, and the other two walls don't have the deficiency. Do we look at each wall individually, or do we look at all the walls together? That means one wall may have a lot of breaches, but the other two walls may be very closed. So when we combine all three, or perhaps even four walls, although the Chazanish says we should only look at three walls, because that's really all the amount of walls you need to have a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you'll have in total Oymed Merubah Ala Peretz, even though in one specific wall you'll have Peretz Merubah Ala Oymed. So Machlokes Rishonim, do you look at one wall, each wall separately, or do you look at the entire picture? But no matter what, the halacha is that if you have a situation where you have so many openings, it's possible. My tama, what is the reason? Just like Rav holds that an opening wider than 10 amis is a problem by mavi, and we have a halacha that a parts merubal oimid is a psul, as we learned yesterday. Just like as Rav holds that when you have an opening wider than 10 amis and a nita b'tzuras of Pesach, the tzuras of Pesach will not help, as we learned in the previous piece of Gemara according to Rav. Af paris merubal oimid a'isa b'chotzer, when you have a situation a paris merubal oimid and a nita b'tzuras of Pesach, a tzuras of Pesach cannot serve to correct that deficiency. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Rabbi Yosef is right? Maybe the deficiency of wider than 10, which nothing can help, even at Tzuras of Pesach, because wider than 10 is a very strong deficiency. What's the proof that it's a very strong deficiency? Yesterday we learned that the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin teaches us that when they went up to be Oyle Regel, they had a pit, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and they want to be able to get water out of the pit to the areas around it, and they have Chazal will make that if they made four L-shaped corner partitions, they can, that entire area is considered enclosed. But Remeya says, how much area is allowed to be in between those partitions? 10 amos. Toimer b'parts merubah ala oimid ha'ois b'chotzer. The enochanami parts merubah ala oimid is a problem by a chotzer, as we've been explaining. By pasav b'ros, it is a situation of parts merubah ala oimid. And therefore, says the Gemara, perhaps the issue of yesem eser is a bigger chisorin than the deficiency of parts merubah oimid, and therefore tzuras of Pesach perhaps will not work in a situation where there's a gap of larger than 10 amis, but it maybe will help in a situation of parts merubah oimid. So we don't have a proof, says the Gemara, Leim Messiah. Let's say that the following brisa is a proof that a tzuras ha-pesach is ineffective when the gaps are more than the wall, when it's parts from Rubel Oymet. The finest halalu, the brisa says, these walls, shirubim psochem v'chaloinois mutter, if most of the area are entranceways and windows, it's permitted to carry inside those walls. Ovad, she oymet merubel parts, provided that there's more standing place. Ask the Gemara, Shirubin Stark Daitach, can you say that the Brisa means when they are more? If the walls are mostly openings, how could the Brisa conclude that the wall is more than the gaps? The Brisa is a stirim in a bay. First it says, the Fanas Halol is Shirubin Psochim v'chaloinus, and then it says, Vavache Oimim Merubala Parts. El Eima, what it means to say is, that the braisa must mean carrying is permitted within the walls, which has many entrances and windows, as long as bavachi oimer meruba laparetz, as long as you have more meruba. So you see that the Brice is telling us that even though the openings in the walls are entranceways and windows, which are framed with a tzuras of Pesach, the enclosure is only valid if you have a situation of oimer meruba laparetz. Tzuras haPesach itself will not be successful. Arav Kahana, so if Kahana says no, if those entranceways were real entranceways, even though it was parts, even though it's parts from Rabbi Allah Oymed, it would work, because the Tzuras haPesach, says Rav Kahana, works even in a situation of parts from Rabbi Allah Oymed. Ki tanya hi, what is the situation over there? B'pischei shamoi, that the entranceways aren't real entranceways. They're invalid entranceways. My pischei shamoi, what does that mean? What makes them defective? Shamoi means defective. Pliga by Rav Chum and Rav Yosef. So Rav Chum and Rav Yosef disagree, have machlokes. Chanom de lesle shikfe, one man says that it has no side post, and one man says chanom de lesle tikra, and one man says it has no taps. So first let's explain Pischei Shamoi as is shown in the pictures. Picture 84 is Pischei Shamoi, the way Rashi explains it. Rashi explains Pischei Shamoi is that there's a breach in the wall, as you see that the side of the wall is entirely jagged. And Leslie Tikra is that it completely nothing on top of the opening. According to Rashi, all the Rishonim explain, if the sides would be straight, even though there wasn't a specific doorpost built, that would not be Pischei Shamoi. Or if it had a tap, even if it wasn't specially built. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that Pischei Shamoi is, even if the sides of the opening are straight, if you didn't specially build a side post on the side or a mashkoif on the tap, that's already called Pischei Shamoi. And the Chazon Ish says a beautiful explanation in the Machloikish of Ritva and Rashi. He explains, as we've been saying many times, that a Pesach is acceptable as a gap, a Pirtza is not acceptable. The question is, what is a Pesach? So Rashi says, as long as it's a normal entranceway, even though if it wasn't built specifically with all of the normal things that are in a entranceway, that's already called a Pesach. Ritva says that's not enough. Ritva says I have to show that it's a door. Just because there's a straight, nice opening, that doesn't make it a door. A door is something that was built as a door with the right dimensions. Before we go further, there's a gevaldig kasha from Rav Chaim Briska. Rav Yosef wanted to say, says the Gemara, the Rav holds that a tzuras of Pesach will not work when there's a gap wider than 10 amos. That is indisputable, and it also won't work in a situation where it's parutz meruba la'oymet. Ask Rav Chaim, let's look at this, let's understand this. He says, according to Rav, when will there ever be a need for a tzuras haPesach? When will a tzuras haPesach help us? If, he says, it's parutz meruba la'oymet, so nothing helps with saying. And even if it's not parutz meruba la'oymet, If you have an opening wider than 10, a tzuras haPesach wouldn't help either. Elamai, it's less than a 10 opening. If it's less than a 10 opening, I don't need a tzuras haPesach. I could use a lechi. So when will there be a need for a tzuras haPesach? And a lechi wouldn't work. Rav Chaim didn't really answer the question, but perhaps we could say one of two answers. If, as we said before, some Rishonim say that how do we define parutz meruba la'oymed? We say parutz meruba la'oymed is if we look at all three walls together. So let's say we'll have an area that has we'll have an opening. So now it's not parutz meruba la'oymed because I look at the other two walls and the other two walls make an oymed. But this wall is a parutz meruba la'oymed. So now, this wall is an opening, so then the tzuras haPesach will work, but the lechi won't. But that's not true, because if the opening is less than 10, the lechi will also be good. And if it's wider than 10, even though it's oymed meruba laparetz, it wouldn't work. So Chaim says that wouldn't work either. The only teretz that perhaps we could say is something that we said earlier, and we have a proof to it from this Gemara. And that is, what will be if it's oymed me'elof? That we said that a lechi oymed me'elof, a lechi that stands by itself, is unacceptable, but a tzuras a pesach oymed me'elof is acceptable. That will be the situation that Reb Chaim will have to agree Rav needs a tzuras a pesach for. We're talking in a case that it's taka less than 10, and it's taka oymed meruba al aparetz, but the lechi has to be made especially to work, and the tzuras a pesach, even if it wasn't built specifically, will still work because the tzuras a pesach works under all circumstances. And the Gra brings a raya that a tzuras a pesach ha'oymid me'elav that wasn't constructed intentionally works, because the Gemara here discusses Pischei Shemoi, which is a wall that has a breach. And the entire issue, says the Gra, between in the Gemara is because the door is not a real door. But why isn't there a different issue? It wasn't built to be a Tzuras HaPesach. If a Tzuras HaPesach has to be built specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach, this wasn't built to be a Tzuras HaPesach. This was built just as a crack in the wall. So we see that Tzuras HaPesach, Oymed Me'elov, works. Vaf Rav Yochanan Sov Lahal. The Rav continues the Gemara. Rav Yochanan also agrees with Rav that a Tzuras HaPesach that's watered in 10 Amis is invalid. To the story of a person from Bikas Beis Chorsen, he put four poles into the ground at four corners of the field, and then he stretched a vine across from pole to pole, and the story came before the Chum, and he said that you could plant on the other side of this enclosure, which is picture 86. V'amrei Shlokish, and Shlokish went a step further. Kederach shetir lo elin yikloim, just like Chazal said that it's okay to put, it's considered a partition, and you can plant different types of seeds on the two sides, and it will not be considered klaim. Kach shetir lo elin Shabbos, as far as Shabbos is considered, it's also considered an enclosed area. Rav Yochanan disagrees. Klaim shetir lo, it works for klaim. Lin Shabbos lo shetir lo, it won't work for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, v'mayiskinen. What kind of case are we talking about? Ilay mitzad, it would say that the vines were not directly on top of the poles. They were a little on the side, as is shown in picture 87. Says the Gemara, v'am Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, tzuras ha-pesach sh'osim natzad, a tzuras ha-pesach where the top is not on top of the poles, but it's rather on the side, lo'osav lo'kulam, is meaningless. Now, as the Rishonim explain, perhaps that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, where Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's source of Pesach Menatzad is not acceptable, and Rishlokish saying it is acceptable. So Rishonim say that since Rav Chizda used a loshin, that a tzuras ha-pesach sh'osim na-tzad lo'osiv lo'iklum, such a strong language, it seems to mean that nobody will hold that such a tzuras ha-pesach is acceptable. So it's hard to say that that's what the machloik is between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is all about. Ella, the situation, al-gabam, that we made a tzuras ha-pesach with the pole, with the vines right on top. Back to picture 86. What's ubamai? Exactly what are dimensions? Ilayim ba'eser, that is less than 10 tefachim between the poles, 10 arms between the poles. Behal leim Rabbi Yochanan Shabbos loy. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say that this is not acceptable for Shabbos? Elalaf, what's the situation? B'yesim eser, that there is more than 10 arms between the poles. Reish Lakish holds that there is no problem with Tzuras HaPesach in an opening wider than 10 Amis, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a problem, which is exactly what Rav said. Says the Gemara, Loi, I'll tell you, it's talking about Loil and Basset, that there's opening of 10 Amis, or what do you call it, there is an opening of 10 Amis, or Minatzad. But the machlokes here is when it's on the poles. Over there is the chamifki, and they are arguing, do we say if a tzuras ha-pesach min atzad is acceptable or not? Reish Lakish will not agree with Rav Chizda, and Rav Yochanan will agree with Rav Chizda. So we have no proof as far as the halacha of Esser. Ask the Gemara, V'ramid Rav Yochanan, and will ask a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Ram in Rish Lakish to Rish Lakish and will ask a steer in Rish Lakish. Dan Rish Lakish Mishun Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina. Pay a mutaris lin yiklaim. A tsuras of Pesach made out of the vines will work for klaim avloy l'shabbos, but won't work for Shabbos, which is in contradiction to what he said in Amon Aleph, because Amon Aleph Rish Lakish says that it works both for Shabbos and for klaim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar mechitzas l'shabbos deloy. It won't, just like it doesn't work for Shabbos, kach mechitzas l'klaim deloy. It won't work for klaim either. So Bishlam, so we have, and again, and Amar Aleph Rish Lakish Rish Yochanan said it works for klaim and it doesn't work for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rish Lakish to Rish Lakish l'kasha. There is no steer Rish Lakish. Hadi day, hadi Rebbe. The Gemara in Amar Aleph was his psak that he says it works both for Shabbos and both for klaim. This psak he said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina, who differentiates between Shabbos and klaim, but he doesn't agree with that. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, how are we going to answer the steer Rabbi Yochanan? Now, if you say that in the case of Beis Chorson, the vine was on top of the poles, and Hacha, in the Gemara here, the vines were mitzad shapur. So we have a way of explaining the two rulings of Rabbi Yochanan. In the case of Beis Chorson, where the vine is properly positioned on top of the poles, Rabbi Yochanan invalidates the Tzuras Pesach only as far as Hilchos Shabbos, because the poles are more than 10 amos apart. In the case of the vine, since it's from the side, in the case of Al Gemara, since it's from the side, he says it's always not good. But we said before that the problem before was that it was from an atzad. Because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't consider 10 a problem, so now in the previous Gemara, what was the problem? That it was Menatzad. And here too it's also Menatzad. So why before did he say that by Klayim it is considered a valid Mechitza, and over here he says by Klayim it's not a valid Mechitza, if the only issue as far as we're concerned is Menatzad? Says the Gemara, both situations are Menatzad. Hasam, how in the first Gemara the opening was 10. That's why, when it's, even though it's Menatzad, but since it's less than 10, it's a valid partition. Hacha, b'yos meser. Here, since it's Menatzad, and it's also more than 10 amis, then Rabbi Yochanan will say it doesn't work for klayim. So Rabbi Yochanan is differentiating by klayim if it's Menatzad, when it's Eser, or more than Eser. Umar Tamra, and where do we see the Shonalei ben Eser Yosem Eser, that there's a difference between in Hilchos Klayim when it's 10 Amos, or narrower when it's Menatzad? Domalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Lo kacha yamaisa. Wasn't there the following story? Shalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Limitayra. Afa pi shebak b'Hilchos Klayim. Even though Rabbi Yeshua was a big expert in Hilchos Klayim, he wanted to hear what Rabbi Yochanan Nuri had to teach as far as Hilchos Klayim is concerned. And he found him sitting between the trees. He pulled a vine from one tree to the next. And Rabbi Yeshua asked him, Rabbi, if the vines are here, may one plant crops right on the other side? Malu's Roy Khan. Amle be'esem mutter. If it's a space of 10 amos or less, you may. But yoisem eser also. But if it's more, then you may not. But my skinen. Now, what kind of tzuras of Pesach were we dealing with? Ilay mal gabon. If it's a real tzuras of Pesach where the pole on top is on top, yoisem eser also. Is it also when it's more than 10 amos? For Tanya, Hayisham Kanim Hadrukanim, if there were poles on the ground, Vaslam Paymamala, and somebody made a crossbar from vines on top of the poles, I feel the Yoisimas Mutter, even if its opening is more than 10, it's Mutter. Elav, what's the case? Minatzad. That it was a situation of Minatzad. And that's why, the Kamalei, if it's a Tzuras HaPesach Minatzad, if it's Be'eser, if the opening is 10 amos or less, Mutter. But if the opening is more than 10 amos, it's aser. From here we see that by klayim, a tzuras ha-pesach minatzad, if it's less than 10 amos, even though it's a tzuras ha-pesach minatzad, it's okay. If it's a tzuras ha-pesach minatzad, if it's more than 10 amos, it's not acceptable. That's as far as Klein. As far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned, all the Paiskim Paskin, that a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad is not acceptable. In fact, the Taz tries to say that what's going to be that perhaps the halacha will be that if the Tzuras HaPesach, if the top crossbar is not on top of the sidebars, but it's right on the top, all the way on the side, that may already be considered not a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. However, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it has to literally be Al Gabon. And it's very relevant because if somebody's making a Tzuras HaPesach, as we're going to learn later in the shiur, it doesn't have to be directly on top of the sidebars, there could be a gap. So the Paiskim say it's better it shouldn't be directly on top if there's any concern that's going to be on the side. Because if it's going to be on the side, as we just finished learning, everybody holds that it's not acceptable. This is why we rely, the Paiskim say, on the pole, the wires on top of the telephone poles, because since they're on top, they're acceptable. And as we've been saying in today's shiur, even though those poles were not created specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach, but we've been saying in our shiur many times today that a Tzuras HaPesach Oimed Me'elov is acceptable, even if it wasn't instructed specifically to be a Tzuras HaPesach. Gufa. Amar Chizda, Tzuras HaPesach Shosim Natsad, a Tzuras HaPesach that was made from the side, Le'osv Le'klum. Amar Chizda, Tzuras HaPesach Shomru, the Tzuras HaPesach the Chazal discussed, Tzrichish Tebriya Kedei Laham Beidals. It has to be strong enough to support a door. Vafil Dal Shakashin, even if it's a door made out of straw. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that all of these Tzuras HaPesachs have to be strong enough to hold the door, but it doesn't have, but it could be any type of flimsiest door. And that's why our Tzuras HaPesachs are strong enough for a flimsy door and it would be acceptable. Amar Rav Shlakish, and Rav Shlakish said, Mishum Rav Yanai, another halacha. Tzuras HaPesach Tzricha Heketzir. A Tzuras HaPesach has to have an indication of a hinge that's put into the door frame. My Heketzir, what is a Heketzir? Amar Rav Avya Vaksa, a pivot hole, which is picture 89, they used to have this in their doorways, and that also to show that the Tzuras HaPesach is a door, therefore it has to be, it has to have that pivot hole. Ashkechin Rav Achab Reid Rav Avila Talmidei Rav Ashi. The Talmidim, Rav Achab Reid Avila Mat the Talmidei Rav Ashi. Amlu Amar. So they asked them, Amar Mar, did Rav Ashi teach any halacha regarding Tzuras HaPesach? Amlev Loiklum. So there are two ways the Rishonim learned this Gemara. One way the Rishonim learned the Gemara is that they just were asking him, did he teach us any new halachas in Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach? And they said no. Another way of learning the Gemara is that they asked that they heard this Chiddush, that a Tzuras HaPesach has to have this Heketzir. They wanted to hear, did Rav Ashi agree that it has to have the Heketzir? And he said, V'lai Klum, we never heard that he has that requirement. And that's the halacha, as we know, that the Tzuras HaPesach does not have to have a Heketzir, but it does have to be strong enough to hold a doorway. Now there's a very interesting halacha based on this from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that if we're saying that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be strong enough to be hold a door, material to be a door, says the Chazon Ish, we see that the way a Tzuras HaPesach works halachically is that it's some sort of a door. So he asks the question, if it's a door, then why do we have to put up mezuzahs on the Tzuras HaPesach? There's a halacha that doors of a city also require a mezuzah. So the Chazon Ish says that truthfully there would be a need for a door. The only reason we don't put up a door around on the Tzuras HaPesach is because they lived between Goyim, and there was a concern that the mezuzahs would be desecrated. So the Paisim ask, according to Chazon Ish, nowadays in Eretz Yisrael, if they make an Erev out of Tzuras HaPesach around the city, we don't have to be concerned that Goyim will desecrate the mezuzahs. Why don't you have to put up a mezuzah? The Paisim ask, according to Chazon Ish. Interestingly enough, the Chavistas in a Sefer Mekor Chaim says that even though the Gemara here is saying that a Tzuras HaPesach has to have some of the requirements of a door, the Lamdus Vetzuras HaPesach is not a door. The Lamdus Vetzuras HaPesach is a Mechitza. It's a wall. And a wall doesn't require mezuzahs. Tana. Tzuras HaPesach Shomer, when we speak about a Tzuras HaPesach, Konamikan, Vekonamikan, a pole on each side, Vekonel of Gabayim, and a third pole on top of them. Ask the Gemara, Tzrichen Liga or Ein Tzrichen Liga? Do the side poles have to touch the top pole or not? Rav Nachman Amar, Ein Tzrichen Liga, they don't have to. Rishlokish Shomer Tzrichen Liga, they do have to. Also Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman went over the Bay Resh Galusa B'Shmatzah. He made a Tzuras HaPesach at the home of Resh Galusa, like he said, with the top was not touching the sides. Amalei Rav Shesha L'Shamei Rav Gada. So Rav Shesha said to his Shamis Rav Gada, Zil Shlosh Adinu, go pull out these side posts, throw them down. So he did that. Azul Shol Shadinu, Ashkechu Debei Resh Galusa, the members of the Resh Galusa's home took Rav Gada, Chavshua, and imprisoned him for breaking Resh Galusa's Tzuras HaPesach. Azul Resh Also, Rav Sheshes, come up, Baba. So Rav Sheshes went and stood at the door of the prison. Amalei Gada Pok Ta. Gada come out. Norfolk Vos and Rav Gada left. And the way the Mepharshim explained, since the people of the Resh Galusa's home saw that Rav Gada did it based on what Rav Sheshes told him, so then they said he didn't do anything wrong and they let him out. Ashkechei Rav Sheshes l'Rav Bashmol. So Rav Sheshes meant Rav Bashmol. Amalei. Did you learn any halacha regarding Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei in, yes. So he said, Kippa, in the case of an archway, Rameim Chayv Mezuzah, Rameim says that that door is considered a door as Mechayv Mezuzah, V'cham Parki Mecham says it's not Mechayv Mezuzah. So the Gemara explains, V'shavin, everybody agrees, Shem Yesh Baragla Asara, picture 90, that if there are 10 tefachim before the arch begins to curve, shechayavis, that it's mechuyev mezuzah because it's considered a doorway. Now, we already have a proof to our Gemara. Because here, what is the top of the door? The area all the way on top. Now, according to the Chachamim, the doorway ends when it stops being straight. So the top is not touching the sides. Now, the definition of a doorway for a mezuzah, and obviously for Tzuras HaPesach, is that you have a top on the sides. So we see that even though the top doesn't touch the sides, it's still considered a doorway. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, Hakam Moedim, everybody agrees, Im Gavoya Asara, if it's 10 Tvachim high, V'ein Baragla Shloshim, but its legs do not have a height of 3 Tvachim before they begin to curve, picture 91, Inami, or Yesh Baragla Shloisha, its legs have a height of 3 tefachim before the curve. However, Ein Gavoya Asara, it doesn't reach a height of 10. Picture 92, V'lo Klum, it doesn't have the halacha of a door. Ki Pligi, when is the machlokes? Baragla Gimel, where it has 3 tefachim height, the Gavoya Asara, and the opening between them narrows to less to 4 tefachim, and the archway is 10 tefachim high. Vein rechav arba, but not 4 tefachim wide along the entire minimum height of 10 tefachim. Picture 93. However, v'yesh ba lochok lashlim al arba. The wall surrounding the archway is large enough to allow one to carve into it to complete the entranceway, to have an area of 4 tefachim width along the height of 10 tefachim. Ramey says, Chaykikin Lahashlam. The halacha tells us that we, so to speak, carve to complete the necessary dimensions. We view the entire entranceway as if it already is enlarged and has the dimensions of a door. Rabbanan Savri ain't Chaykikin Lahashlam. We don't have that requirement. The Chazanish gives two explanations to understand the Shita of the Chachamim. One explanation is that Chazal gave specific dimensions to a door, or Chazal gave specific dimensions to the entranceway. But no matter how you learn it, if they don't have those actual dimensions, it's not considered a door. And that's why Chum Paiter, Ermei introduces this concept of Chaykikin Lahashlam. But the Rishonim, specifically Tosfos, makes a very interesting observation. And we look at picture 94. In picture 94, you have the exact same dimensions in the entranceway as you have in picture 93. The only difference between 93 and 94 is you have nowhere to carve out. So here, say the Rishonim, Ramei will agree that this is not considered an entranceway. And we will not be he too will agree it's not mechuyim mezuzah. And Tosfos reminds us that we learned the Masechet Shabbos that let's say we had this type of entranceway as in 93, that would be considered a rishus hayochid. It could be theoretically considered rishus hayochid. But again, Tosfos says again only if it's picture 93 where I have an area to carve out. In picture 94, in Shabbos 2, since we have nowhere to carve out, it's not a rishus hayochid. Amalei. So here, getting back to Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach, we have a clear proof that if the sides don't reach the tap, it's still acceptable. Amalei. So Shesh said to Rabbi Shmuel, if Mashkechle, if you meet the people from Reish Galus' home, Leitemul LeReish Galus V'Leimida Mohammed Snis Nekipa, don't repeat to them this brayso regarding the archway, which refutes my view, because here we see that it doesn't have to touch. The Rach says a nice pshat. Don't tell them, says the Rach. Rashesha said, don't tell them what I said what that it's not good because you have a proof in the Braisa. Let me tell them, because when I recognize, said Rav Sheshes, that I made an error, I want to be a person myself to go tell them that it's acceptable. And that's the halacha, as we said about our telephone poles, that the Kon al Gabayim does not have to touch the sides.